Federal Study, Gender-Affirming Surgery Explodes Suicide Rates. By Neil Monroe on May 16, 2024. People who undergo gender-affirming surgery experience a 12.12% rise in the risk of suicide attempts, according to a federal study of 1,501 cases over 20 years. 3.5% of 1,501 people, or 7 victims for every 200 people, who have undergone gender-affirming surgery are at risk of committing suicide compared to 0.30% of every 15,608,363 people, or 1 in every 330 people, who have not undergone gender-affirming surgery. The large study also noted that people who undergo gender-affirming surgery are 3.35% more likely to die, 9.88% more likely to experience suicide/self-harm, and 7.76% more likely to experience post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, than those with no history of gender-affirming surgery. The results of this study show that gender affirmation surgery is associated with a significantly higher risk of suicide, death, suicide/self-harm, and PTSD, said the study, titled Risk of Suicide and Self-Harm Following Gender Affirmation Surgery. Yet the study also pushes the claim that these surgeries can still be beneficial. Although our study has revealed a statistically significant increase in suicide risk among those who have undergone gender-affirming surgery, it remains vital to recognize and support the positive impacts that these surgical interventions can have on the lives of transgender individuals. The study further urges more spending on psychological services for the men and women who have gone through the surgery, which is daintily described as gender-affirming by transgender advocates, such as Rachel Levine, who is the father of two children and President Joe Biden's deputy health chief. We must work to prevent these unfortunate outcomes, the study says. This further reinforces the need for comprehensive psychiatric care in the years that follow gender affirmation surgery. The study admits that the transgender population is very small. The prevalence of transgender individuals in the United States is approximately 0.3% to 0.6% of the adult population based on self-reporting studies. Furthermore, very few people who claim to be transgender actually put their genitalia under the knife. Individuals with transgender diagnostic codes, hormone therapy, or gender-affirming surgery report a much lower rate of approximately 0.008% of the population, the report said. That percentage, 0.008%, is less than 1 in 10,000 people. The study corroborates prior research. For example, thecentersquare.com reported in March that suicide rates double among men who lose their genitals. The study, published in the Journal of Urology, studied 859 Californians who underwent a vaginoplasty, male-to-female gender surgery, and 357 who underwent phalloplasty, female-to-male surgery, for 2 years before and after their surgeries. Of those who underwent gender affirmation surgery, a similar proportion of vaginoplasty and phalloplasty recipients experienced at least one psychiatric encounter, coming in at 22.2% and 20.7% respectively. However, suicide rates were markedly higher among vaginoplasty than phalloplasty patients after their surgeries. Vaginoplasty suicide rates more than doubled from 1.5% to 3.3%, whereas phalloplasty suicide rates remained stable at 0.8% before and after surgery. Nonetheless, many Democrats insist that 100% of Americans must change their long-evolved legal and civic rules governing the two equal, complementary, and competing sexes. Under the Democrats' transgender rules, each person's unverifiable sense of inner gender is deemed more legally and socially important than his or her unchangeable male or female body. In the United Kingdom, however, the CAS report has completely changed the government policy towards transgenderism by revealing the danger of transgender treatments on children and adults. Hillary CAS is the kind of hero the world needs today, wrote David Brooks, an op-ed columnist at the New York Times. She writes in her report, the option to provide masculinizing/feminizing hormones from age 16 is available, but the review would recommend extreme caution. She does not issue a blanket, one-size-fits-all recommendation, but her core conclusion is this: for most young people, a medical pathway will not be the best way to manage their gender-related distress. However, the American transgender industry is ignoring the UK report, and Biden's deputies are accelerating their enforcement of the very unpopular transgender ideology. In May, for example, Biden's deputies released a rewrite of the Title IX law that threatens schools with federal penalties if they do not force K-12 children to accept the transgender claim that a boy becomes a girl when he says he is transgender. This push is being extended by many progressive teachers who see themselves as loyal Democrats. Also, Democrat-appointed judges are knocking down state laws that try to curb high-risk surgeries by declaring novel transgender rights.